A call for awareness. Addressing the silence on women's suffering. In recent times, social media has become a powerful platform for raising awareness about critical issues that often go unnoticed or underreported. A recent video uploaded by Moran Attias on Instagram has brought to light a subject that demands immediate attention and action. The plight of women in conflict zones, specifically referencing events occurring on October 7. In her emotional plea, Attias highlights a harrowing scenario where women were subjected to unimaginable atrocities. She claims that evidence was found indicating specific instructions to violate women, leading to acts of violence and inhumanity. These allegations represent a deeply disturbing violation of human rights and dignity. The video raises critical questions about the role of international organizations and their response, or lack thereof, to such crises. It is a stark reminder of the often silent struggles faced by women in conflict areas. While the UN Women Organization has reportedly addressed concerns for displaced women in Gaza, Attias points out a perceived lack of attention towards Israeli women who have also suffered in these conflicts. This discrepancy, as she suggests, could imply a deeper issue of unequal representation and support in international forums. It's essential to understand the context in which these statements are made. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been a long-standing and highly complex issue, fraught with intense emotions and differing narratives. In such a situation, it becomes even more crucial to approach the discussion with a balanced perspective, ensuring that all voices are heard and validated. The overarching message of Attias's video is a call to action, not just to women's organizations but to all of humanity. It's a plea for universal empathy and solidarity, transcending geographical and cultural boundaries. She urges us to not only recognize but actively condemn acts of violence and hatred, regardless of where they occur or whom they affect. This video also serves as a reminder of the power of individual voices in advocating for change. As Attias passionately states, it's about creating a world where every woman, irrespective of her nationality or religion, is protected and valued. It's a world where "we too" becomes a unifying call for justice and equality. In conclusion, while the video's specific allegations require careful verification and understanding, the broader message is clear. It calls for a world where the cries of all victims of violence are heard, and action is taken. It's a reminder that in the fight for human rights, silence is not an option. We invite readers to engage in a respectful dialogue on this issue, keeping in mind the sensitivity and complexity of the subject. Let's work together towards a future where every person, irrespective of gender or nationality, can live in a world free from fear and oppression. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.